It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly cloudy day today and partly sunny if you want to look on the optimistic side, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, 35 to 40. On Thursday, cloudy, a chance of snow showers around 40. And Friday, windy with periods of rain or showers, lower 50s. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, retail sales officially start at 10 a.m. this morning in Connecticut, nearly 19 months since the governor signed landmark legislation legalizing the production, sale, and use of cannabis for recreational purposes. A brisk business is expected at the 7 outlets that are slated to start retail sales today. The governor told reporters yesterday he had no second thoughts on cannabis legalization, including concerning the abuse and misuse of the recreational drug, saying that one of the biggest benefits is a legal and well-regulated retail market that ensures product safety, limits potency, establishes secure retail locations, and bars marketing to children will now supplement the illicit and unguarded cannabis trade. By state law, you have to be 21 or older to legally buy cannabis, and cannabis established may require identification as a condition of sale or delivery, including photographing a customer or photocopying a driver's license or state-issued identification card. Retail sales will be limited initially to 1/4 of an ounce of cannabis flower or its equivalent in other cannabis products per transaction. This is being done to maintain adequate supply for both recreational consumers and medical marijuana patients. State officials will evaluate the transaction limit as retail sales progress. 9 medical marijuana dispensaries have received the licenses to start selling cannabis and cannabis products to adults age 21 and older. Still River Wellness in Torrington is one, but Still River has delayed its opening until February 1st. The Botanist in Danbury is also holding off on the start of retail sales for the time being. Nearly 1,600 New Yorkers have died due to COVID-19 since December 1st, as the new highly contagious XBB.1.5 variant took hold. Experts now warn outbreaks may only get worse during a post-holiday wave. The health alert comes as New York suffered more than 15,000 COVID-19 deaths in 2022, bringing the state's overall pandemic death toll above $77,000. While access to vaccines and medical treatments helped keep the current COVID-19 risk less severe than earlier pandemic, health officials urge people to wear masks and stay up to date on vaccinations while the virus remained a threat. If you drive along the New York State Thruway, all McDonald's are closed. That's right, you won't be able to stop at McDonald's anymore for the time being. Other fast food establishments at nearly a dozen service station plazas as well. On December 31st, a contract that originated in 1991 between McDonald's and the Thruway Authority expired. As a result, 11 remaining McDonald's have closed for good at the Angola, DeWitt, Gilderland, Mohawk, Ontario, Port Byron, Schuyler, and Warner Service Plaza 90, and the Malden, Modena, and Ramapo Plazas on 87. But McDonald's didn't just have its own restaurants at those sites. It operated the service plazas themselves, meaning the establishment it partnered with at those locations had to shut down too. So as it stands, 11 plazas are without any restaurants, and instead of being served by Applegreen C-stores selling hot foods, grab-and-go sandwiches, snouds, snacks, and drinks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 2 of the plazas that have McDonald's are completely closed for renovations as of January 1st. First, Warner's and the Ramapo gas pumps are still open at both those. The changes are part of a $450 million project that launched in 2001 to update the 570-mile highway system's 27 service plazas by 2025. Applegreen, an Irish convenience store chain, is the new operator for all of them. Contracts with 2 other operators, HMS Host and Delaware North, expired in 2021. As we reported yesterday with Ruth Epstein on the Republican American Report, a combined effort between the Kent Volunteer Fire Department and the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection on Saturday resulted in the retrieval of a 500-gallon fuel oil tank that was floating in the Housatonic River, as well as an abandoned boat. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department put its boat to use along with the tow line from the DEEP to secure the tank and tow it to shore. DEEP questioned a contract company to the scene to clean it and safely remove the tank from the river. Fire Marshal Stan McMillan was notified and is assisting with the investigation. DEEP is investigating how the tank was disposed of in the water and wants to hear from the public if they have any information on that. Sharon Playhouse has classes that are starting for everybody at the Playhouse. For more information on those new classes, contact Michael Kevin Baldwin, the Associate Artistic Director and Director of Education at the Playhouse, at sharonplayhouse.org on the web. Region 1 has received a grant from the Connecticut Association of School-Based Health Centers to explore the possibility of creating a school-based health center in the schools. The grant requires to meet in focus groups with all stakeholders, that's you folks out there, as part of the plan to attend Region 1. Parent focus groups will be held beginning today at 6:30 on Zoom. More information is available at the Region 1 website, how you can join in to that Zoom conference for that information. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our area today and this week. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for 3 o'clock this afternoon. In Salisbury, the Zoning Board of Appeals at 5 p.m. At 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission meets. At 7:30, the Recreation Commission also meets. In Falls Village, the 35 Railroad Street Sale Community Meeting will be held at 12 noon today. In Cornwall, the West Cornwall Septic Committee meets via Zoom today at 5 p.m. At 7 p.m. today, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting via Zoom. The Region 1 Board of Education has a budget meeting today that will be held at 1:30 this afternoon. Kent Sewer Commission has their regular meeting today. That's at 4 p.m. The Board of Health in Sheffield is meeting at the first floor meeting room at Town Hall today at 5:30. Taking a look at our stock market report, of course, our stock market report is underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com, and also underwritten by the Interlaken. The Interlaken features a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,652.92, the S&P 500 3913.28, and the NASDAQ will start off today at 11,182.57. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.